And the next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Nancy Faye. The Fighting Illini bring back 7 letter winners this year, including second-team All-Big Ten standout Alex Whittinger, and add 5 newcomers this year. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you please make some opening remarks, and then we'll take some questions. Coach Faye, are you with us? We're having some minor technical difficulties. We'll be joined by Coach Faye momentarily. Coach Faye has now rejoined us. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you open up some quick remarks, and then we'll take some questions from the media?
Really excited about year two. You know, we are at a different place. Have this team. Last year was a lot of culture building. This year, you know, it's nice when you have, you know, kids that know our system, know what we're trying to do, and we've added, you know, new faces, and just in a different place, and excited about the year to start.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. And your first question is from the line of Shelley Teal with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach. Welcome
back. How are you? Thank you.
Say, before we get into specifics about your team, I just wanted to ask you personally, you know, coming into the situation that you came into last year, obviously coming from just incredibly an incredible amount of success prior to that. What have you learned now that you've had a chance to step back and breathe and look at that year last year? What have been the biggest lessons for you personally as the head coach?
Well, I think that, you know, if you've coached long enough, the history of coaching I started out in high school where we had a similar first year. When you're trying to build something, coaches are inherently not very patient. And when you're starting something like this, I think that's one of the keys you have to understand. It doesn't necessarily happen as fast as you want, but if you don't stay patient with the process and do it the right way. So fortunately, I did have my first year of coaching. I had to remember that. I had to remember that it does take time and that what you're trying to build initially, you better build it right. So even though that success where I was at, I think all of us have referenced, at least I did, and I think that really helped me out as I moved and progressed through last year.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Christy Winter-Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach. Welcome back to the new year.
Thank you.
Whittinger said that she wanted to leave the program as being the leading shot blocker in program history. How important is defense, not just blocks, but how important is defense for your team this season?
I think the thing that, you know, you have to have an identity. I think that's our biggest push this year is who are we defensively? And I know that they're starting to develop that. I know that they know what we're trying to do with taking advantage of, you know, our skill sets and what would work best. So there's no doubt that the one thing we have to start creating is more offense through our defense. I tell the kids, you know, percentages, steals are a lot different than having to play 5-on-5 or just rebound. So, you know, our focus defensively has really increased this year. They are understanding who we are on both ends of the court.
Question is from the line of Vera Jones with the Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. I have one specific question about one specific player, and because I miss saying her name, Holashinska. And her freshman year, she was one of those surprise dynamic scorers on the perimeter. wouldn't call it a sophomore slump, but not as effective last season. Are you doing anything in particular to stretch out your offense a little bit, and particularly with her involved?
Well, understating stretch out our offense, I think not only Petra, but just the idea that I think we were getting schemed quite a bit last year, and what teams were trying to, what they were trying to stop. And one of the keys is when kids know what a good shot is and when not a good shot is. I think Petra, that's the one thing you just can't really, you know, we got to know each other. They had to get to know me. I had to get to know them. I think the comfort that they have of what we're looking for, and we don't just have, I think when you can scheme against a shooter, you can scheme against a situation. I think that the key here is that we have multiple scoring avenues this year. I hope it's going to be a lot more tough to scheme, and Petra's going to be part of that.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
You bet. Thank you.